My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we're going to talk a little bit of baseball with our guy, Josh Vernier. He is the Royals insider. The Royals have a very important home series this weekend against the Minnesota Twins. Hopefully you get an opportunity to head out to the ballpark to watch the boys in blue take on the Minnesota Twins. All right, we'll get back to Chiefs and Ravens here in a bit, but this show is about helping people. Rex Hudler, my dear friend, has told me that it is about people. Everything we do is about the people. So Rob and I this year want to put together a 2-leg parlay every Friday in both the college ranks and also the NFL ranks to help you win a little bit of money. Now, last week, I did what I was supposed to do. Rob did not do what he was supposed to do. But you know what? We have gotten back on the same page. We are simpatico. We plan on winning you guys money over the course of the season. Sprinkle in your own action if you would like. Please bet responsibly. Hit me, Rob. Rob, for my first college pick, I'm going to give you for our 2-leg parlay, I am going to give you Syracuse. I am going to take them on the money line. They play Georgia Tech. I think people have completely overvalued Georgia Tech because they beat Florida State in a game that we were all paying attention to. This is still a conference game on the road, and I don't think people know this. Syracuse, I think, is going to be pretty decent this year. They got Kyle McCord. You might remember him. He was a starting quarterback last year at Ohio State. They played really well in their first game of the season against Ohio. They're at home. You're going to give me plus money and a home dog in a conference game. I'll take it. I'm going to take Syracuse plus 124 as my one leg of the parlay.
I'm going to go for the biggest game of the weekend, Carrington, 11 a.m., big noon kickoff at the Big House. I'm taking Texas minus 7.5. You know what I know Michigan can't do? Score. Michigan, you know what I don't believe they have? A quarterback. They're starting a former walk-on against a college football playoff quality opponent. And if Texas is the Texas they say they are, and last year, you know what? They were a playoff team, and they look like a playoff team this year. They should go up there, and they should handle business. I think Michigan is down. I like Texas minus the 7.5 on the road at the Big House. If you parlay that, Syracuse money line, Texas minus 7.5, over on our friends at FanDuel, plus 328, Carrington, plus 328 for the College Football Drive parlay.
You know what? I actually don't mind that. All right, let's go to the NFL here. Let me give you one NFL bet that I like this week. Carolina plus the 4. I think that Carolina is going to be significantly improved from last year. I think there's a chance that Dennis Allen, the Saints coach, is the first coach fired this season. You're going to give me the Panthers plus 4 in this game. I think the Panthers have a chance to win outright, but let me play it a little bit safe. I'm going to take the Panthers to keep this game close late. Give me the Panthers plus 4. That is going to be my addition to the parlay.
I'm going to take a bet that I know you like. I like the Cardinals plus 6.5 against the Bills.
I actually like the Cardinals to win that game straight
up. There you go.
I actually think that's going to be, you know, every year in week one, there's that, huh? What? I think that's the Cardinals. I think the Cardinals are going into Buffalo on Sunday and leaving with the W.
The Bills also the last couple years have kind of stumbled out the gates. They have not come out hot. Remember the one year they battled to the end with Pittsburgh? Like, Buffalo is not a team that runs out the gate leading with their hair on fire. I think Marvin Harrison Jr. has a chance to be a star in this league. It's too bad that Offensive Player of the Year is already locked up by Caleb Williams, and that Marvin Harrison Jr. can't win it because he plays wide receiver. But Marvin Harrison plus Kyler Murray could be a very, very fun combination. And I'm getting basically a touchdown? Come on now. So, Cardinals plus 6.5, Panthers plus the 4. Play that on our friends at FanDuel. Plus 274, Carrington.
I don't mind that.
Plus 274 for the Drive's NFL parlay.
All right, so just want to give you guys a couple of help. Before we move on, let me repeat it here so everybody's good. I have Syracuse on the money line. Rob, what do you have? What are the odds for that?
I have Texas minus 7.5, and it is plus 309.
I'm also going to take the Carolina Panthers to cover their 4 points this weekend. That's my leg. What's your leg?
I have the Cardinals plus 6.5 against the Buffalo Bills. Play those together, and it's plus 279.
All right, so hopefully we helped you out there. Hopefully we helped you win a little bit of money. We'll get to Royals baseball coming up here in 10 minutes. Our guy, Josh Vernier, is going to join us on the show. You're listening to The Drive here on 96.5 The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.